Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If you're ready to see Sam's head explode, stand by in 3, 2. Story here from the USA Today. A Wall Street portfolio manager has gone viral with a blog post that posits a new poverty line for a family of four in America. Family of four in America, anything below this, you're below poverty.
Okay.
$140,000 a year. 3, 2.
Why do you do this on a Friday?
Just to get reaction.
Do you agree or disagree with that number?
Depending on where you are in the country, if you're living in New York City in Manhattan,
right,
that's probably true.
Or if you're Hawaii,
if you're living in Kansas City, you're out of your ever-loving mind. The federal poverty level set by the Department of Health and Human Services for a family of four is currently $32,150. I think that number is actually way too low.
I agree.
The median household income in 2024 was almost $84,000.
Now, are we trying to live in a house or like a cardboard box on the corner?
Well,
what are we shooting for here?
It depends. This is on the aggregate, is it not? So this is going to include the tiny town where it is very affordable to live, or more affordable, and it's going to include New York City.
Because if they're trying to live in a house, this is way low.
You really think so?
Have you seen housing prices?
Well, but housing prices are going to go back down. We're in the bubble right now like we were 17, 18 years ago. The market always adjusts. I mean, before we go crazy, keep in mind in 2007, the house that I would later own in Roland Park was worth north of $200,000. Okay? When I bought it in 2010, at the height of the housing bubble crash, I bought that house in Roland Park for $130,000.
Right.
Things go up, and then they come down.
Then they not readjust. What's the word?
Well, they
There's
adjust.
A correction.
Yeah,
there's correction. A correction.
Yeah.
There's a market correction.
Did we have mega private equity firms trying to buy up every single property they could in 2008?
It's a problem.
No, we were given loans to people who didn't deserve them.
Right.
Oh, no. We were giving loans. Have you ever watched The Big Short?
No, I've never seen it. I've heard it's great.
Brilliantly. In a kind of funny, interesting way, explain what the banks were doing back then and how everyone isn't in prison, you will scratch your head. Because they, you know, someone would come in basically to make math simple and say, okay, I make $20,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And the bank would say, great, would you like 1 million or four? I mean, it was just insanity.
Right. This, it's from a guy by the name of Michael Green. He's a portfolio manager. By the way, he probably has no worries about where his next meal is coming from. And he listed the basic needs budget for a family of four with two jobs and two kids. And he put childcare at $32,000, almost $33,000 a year.
Oh, yes.
Childcare is expensive. It's not that expensive.
Do you have an infant and do you have multiple children?
Well,
those are the two questions you need to ask.
It's for two children. He built it on a family of four. Housing, he has it at $23,000. So your mortgage is roughly $1,800 a month.
Child care is more expensive than the mortgage. I found that to be true when our kids were little.
For two kids in Kansas City, you're looking at roughly $2,400 a month for childcare.
Boy, that's insane. Food.
That would be 40.
Thousand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Food is $15,000 a year. Now, that seems a bit high for me. We don't, I mean, granted, we're only two people, but we don't even go through $500 a month in food.
In groceries?
No.
And you don't eat out?
And we do not eat out. That is correct.
Don't you ever just want to go out and eat?
We do every once in a while. Like this weekend, I'm going to take Sarah and T out to lunch tomorrow, and then we're going to Warrensburg on Sunday, and T and I are taking Maya out to eat.
We have gone from eating out a lot when we lived in the loft to maybe...
Six nights a week?
Once a week. Honestly, maybe once a week. We cook at home almost every single night. And we've started watching Wheel of Fortune.
Well, first happening. Of all, it's cheaper to cook at home. And here's the real kicker. It's healthier.
It is healthier. That is true.
Much healthier. Yeah, I mean, I just looked and I took my grocery average. And yeah, I would say that 15 grand is a little bit high. But if you work in going out to eat every once in a while, I mean, my grocery average per year... probably about 10 grand.
Well, Sam, you're an anomaly, and I don't know that that's fair.
Because I eat a lot.
You eat for two people. You really do. If I could describe the lunch that you bring in every day, that's for two people.
But he's bigger, too. Like, tall. And he's still very young.
I understand. He's only 4 inches taller
than me. I would not
have
wanted a Sam teenager in my house. I will tell you that. My yeah, God.
It was rough.
All right, speaking of rough, this is my favorite story of the day, and it's not a good story. I don't mean favorite like it's fun or it's, you know, happy. It's my favorite because it's important. This afternoon from the Kansas City Star and Eric Adler. $5,000 Kansas City Airbnb nightmare could be cautionary tale before the World Cup, one family warns. And we're going to try to describe the photos of this property that a family spent $5,300 to rent during Thanksgiving. Sure. Before so much turned bad, Eric writes, Rebecca King of Overland Park thought that the Kansas City house listed on Airbnb would be the ideal place for her family. 15 people total, 9 including small kids flying in from California to celebrate Thanksgiving. Okay, they had 15 people. They needed a big house, Scott. Photos showing shining hardwood floors, a modern kitchen, multiple stylish bedrooms, a pool table, a whirlpool bath, and a crystal pendant chandelier presented what looked to be a showplace. Welcome to the luxurious Warwick Mansion, the listing says. A spacious, elegant retreat in the heart of Kansas City. Sleeps 8, 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 7 queen beds, 2 full kitchens, formal dining room, you have everything you need for comfort, fun, and relaxation. The outside of the house is stunning, Scott. It is brick and stone and looks to be in a very historic neighborhood of Kansas City. It really is a gorgeous property. Apparently, until you go in.
Well,
again, it was $5,300. King, to be sure, was initially concerned when she read a handful of very bad reviews. Among just 29 reviews on the site, and right there, I'm going to tell you right now, only 29 reviews would be a red flag for me.
Why?
There should be hundreds of reviews. If it's like a great property, there should be so many reviews so that, you know, 5 stars really means there's a lot of people who've stayed here and a lot of people say this is a nice space.
What if they just opened it up a year ago as an Airbnb and they've had 29 weekends booked?
Here was one of the reviews. This place had a carpet of mold where their HVAC was. Extremely unsafe, read one from March 2024. If you have any allergies or asthma, do not stay here. I could get past the lack of amenities and dirty floors. I could not get past the mold. Another customer writes, we weren't able to use the bedroom or 2 bathrooms in the basement the entire trip because the basement flooded with sewage twice. The entire house wasn't very clean, in parentheses, blood splatters in the bathtub, dead flies in the window seals, dirty floors, and we found an unwrapped.
Got it.
Yep, adult.
Got it.
Right.
Protection device.
The house is beautiful, but not very well kept. Dirty sheets, dirty refrigerators, dirty floors, dirty countertops. That was in December of 2024. Mm-hmm. Would absolutely not stay here again. Now, you might be wondering, then why would this woman in Overland Park book this property? Those reviews were in 2024. Some of the more recent reviews seemed more pleasant, like would stay here again. Someone else wrote, third time I've stayed here, truly a great place, amazing hosts. I would always wonder, are those plants? Like, is
probably
are those plants? Did someone say to a friend, hey,
no, they probably are.
So King booked. She reasoned that whatever problems existed appeared to have been corrected, and the newer reviews were enthusiastic and positive. So her mom and this woman forked over $5,300 for a holiday gift for all of their family.
I wish I could do that. I have a kid in flight school.
Would you like to describe photo number one and the top of these disgustingly dirty blinds?
These are window blinds. Looks like it's probably in a bedroom would be my guess. And the top seven blinds, the rest are white. The top seven are poop brown.
She has circled it and written black mold. And by the way, this is timestamped Friday, November 28th, 3:24 p.m. There is a porch planter photograph filled with dozens of cigarette butts, broken blinds, a broken window pane, a sharp and broken refrigerator shelf, cobwebs laced through the furniture. The one that got me, Scott, was the clogged shower drain with a clump of someone's hair.
That's pretty gross.
In the drain with standing water.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer, beware.
Renter, beware, yes. This is why I will never, ever put my house up for Airbnb or rent and Airbnb. And
the dishwasher itself, when you opened it, there was an overwhelming sewer smell coming from it.
This tells me that the homeowner who's put this house up as an Airbnb doesn't live in town and is just renting it out.
King's larger hope, she said. She says, I am not looking to have anyone go after this host or the company. I'm looking for advice. My larger hope is that her nightmare experience might serve as a buyer's beware cautionary tale for some of the hundreds of thousands of visitors that in June and July are expected en masse to visit our town for the World Cup.
I would say no matter what, when you get to an Airbnb, take pictures of
everything.
The second you walk in and timestamp every one of them. When we get back, Kansas City is changing its short-term rental rules to make renting for the World Cup easier. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if she shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So for anyone listening who's like, well, why do we care if there are crappy Airbnbs being listed that advertise glory, and then when you get there, it's really just a dump with someone else's hair in the drain. Like, we want to put our best foot forward for the World Cup.
Oh, I can tell you why we should care.
Here's the other reason we should all care. This woman in Overland Park spent $5,300 to stay in a place that was filthy. Okay? $5,300. The Kansas City Star looked at this listing and plugged in the dates for the World Cup. And the host, by the way, is listed as a 3-year host. So for 3 years, according to Airbnb, this person has been listing. So you think, okay, they know what they're doing. This isn't somebody that just put up a shingle.
Right.
And they're going to say, you know what? Like, let's do the Airbnb thing. 3 years. When you plug in, checking in June 15th, checking out June 19th, this same place that this Overland Park woman says was a dump for 4 nights, she paid $5,300 for a week. You want to guess what they're charging during the World Cup?
$5,300 a night?
What's your guess, Scott?
$2,000 a night.
For four nights.
So $8,000.
Higher.
$10,000.
Higher.
$20,000.
Higher.
$25,000?
They are asking $23,737 for 4 nights.
That's insane. Scott,
not only do you not want people coming into our town and realizing I've been swindled, and I'm not saying that's what this would be, but if you show up after spending $23,000 and someone else's hair and
black mold on the blinds,
adult items are in the house. I mean, that's disgusting.
Again, I go back. This tells me that the owner of that home doesn't even live in town. Somebody else left the house, and nature is kind of slowly taking its course, mold moving in and everything, and the owner has never even bothered to get in there and clean it.
Star reached out to the owner. Owner is listed as a local person who is also the principal of the property management company listed as well. The company operates at least 9 other short-term rental properties in Kansas City.
Oh, one of those mega private equity firms. Always a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
We had a similar experience a couple of years ago. We rented an Airbnb down at the lake. I won't say which one. And we got all these great pictures. It was walking distance from the water. All this great stuff. We thought we found the perfect place. We get there, and let's just say it was not clean. And then they tried to charge us $600 for cleaning fees.
Nope. That's why you have to take photos, Sam.
Guys, it wasn't clean when we got here. The septic tank was overflowing, which, by the way, just so happened to be right next to the fire pit. So every night when we go out and have a fire, we didn't get to smell the fire. We got to smell fresh, hot sewage.
your sewage, by the way.
The walking distance to the water was a, 150-foot vertical incline. Nobody walked up and down to the water. And again, they tried to charge us $600 for cleaning fees.
This woman in Overland Park says she understands no home is going to be perfect or without its idiosyncratic problems. But when she booked this Warwick, quote, mansion described as elegant, she at least expected it to be clean and safe.
You have every reason to expect both of those things. But this is what happens when, and Sam is right, this is what happens when companies, larger companies with lots of money, start buying up properties in very well-to-do neighborhoods where, let's just say, the Airbnb ordinances are a bit lax, and then they just start letting anybody and everybody from anywhere and anywhere come in and rent that property.
And the family turned on the oven to cook their turkey. Smoke started billowing from the inside. The thing was so filthy. They had to go back to Overland Park, cook the Thanksgiving meal, and then shuttle it back to this space.
In the future, have the Thanksgiving at your home and have your relatives rent their own hotel rooms.
And by the way, when they charge you whatever for cleaning up front, that's some lady from down the street who comes in and vacuums and probably doesn't even wipe down the counters. Mm-hmm. Just vacuums. Well, clean.
Well, but, you know, my aunt and uncle down in Dallas, my uncle's since passed, and they don't live in Dallas anymore anyway. But they would have us down for Thanksgiving like every other year. And it was a pretty decent-sized gathering. I'd say probably 13 or 14 of us, maybe 13. We would drive down to Dallas, and we would rent our own hotel room.
Well,
they didn't put us
up. That is not going to be possible with the number of people flooding into our town for the World Cup. We have, 55,000 hotel rooms?
That was the minimum that you had to have, and
yes,
we had it.
And we had it.
That's correct.
So people are looking for other options. You know, she asked the city, is the city going to be checking up on these properties to make sure they are as advertised? The city said, absolutely not.
It's not their responsibility.
It's not their responsibility. They don't have the staff. The city said, we do inspect it once when someone comes into the system, mm-hmm. you know, to get registered. But basically their check is the water on? Does it have running water? Not
electricity.
Not is there cigarette butts in the, you know, does it have electric and water? If it's boasting it's a beautiful mansion and it's not, city says that's not our deal.
Well, do you expect every night or every week when somebody, you know, stays at a hotel that before they rent that hotel room out again, that the city needs to go in and inspect it? Of course not.
Let me ask you this. How many bad reviews on one property before you say not even dealing with it?
Two.
Sam?
Ooh.
One guy's just angry. The other guy is backing up what the other guy said, and two, I'm out.
I always go straight to the worst reviews, and it really depends what they say. To Scott's point, some people are just never happy, right? And
right.
So, but if
this
I'm
place
seeing
is a dump filled with mold
yeah,
a year
if I'm
ago.
I'm seeing this, and I'm seeing mold all over and cigarette butts piled up in the decorations on the front porch, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they have pictures included in the review. Yeah.
Oh, you can never just go by the photos. This story
No.
Proves that.
In the review.
Oh, are you allowed to photograph?
I don't know.
Photos
are you?
I don't know, Scott. I think when you pull up the Airbnb, it just shows you the beautiful photos of what it looks like inside.
But what if somebody says, I stayed here, there were cigarette butts all outside, there's mold on the blinds, there's hair in the drain. Can you not post those photos?
I think you can write that. I don't know that you can post photos.
By the way, they will hound you, too, if you give them a bad review. Especially property management companies, the ones that they're not single owners. They will email you and text you until you fix that review.
I will never, ever stay in an Airbnb. No chance, no way, no how. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We'll get to the calls here in just a moment. 913-586-7798. An updated ordinance in Kansas City aims to make it easier for residents to host visitors during next summer's FIFA World Cup. And we got some potentially great teams coming. The draw was earlier this morning, and it is quite possible we could host a knockout round game between Portugal and Argentina, with two of the greatest players, one on each side, in the world. Under the new rules, Kansas City can declare a major event period of up to 90 days with an event that creates a shortage of lodging opportunities. During the World Cup next summer, city officials say the expectation is a surge of visitors will bring the city beyond its current hotel capacity. We have 55,000 hotel rooms, as Dana mentioned just a moment ago. Applications for short-term rental major events will be available starting on December 15th, with the registration fee for the major event being $50. That is down from the annual $200 fee. Okay. All right. Buyer beware. Alice in Lenexa. Alice, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I wanted to call on the B&B. I've been a B&B hostess for 9 years and super host for several years running. Okay. And I would give any of you one free night to stay to show you that there are some good B&Bs back there. I treat my guests as family, and I have lots of return guests. And I'm not the type to go jacking up prices for because there's a special event.
Alice, you're not going to jack up prices at all during the World Cup?
I may raise them a little bit, but right now my most expensive room is $80 a night.
Oh, wow, and Alice.
Well, Alice,
and that's for a master room with a master bathroom.
So, Alice, I'm not one to take the risk, and I'm sure you run a great Airbnb, and I believe every word that just came out of your mouth. It's just not for me. I would just prefer a hotel. Dana loves Airbnbs, and when she goes down to visit her mom and dad in Mississippi, stays in the same one every single time because she likes the house, she likes the people who own it and everything like that. My only concern is if I'm staying at a Holiday Inn, you know, or a Best Western, I have a really good idea of what to expect.
Yeah.
When I stay at an Airbnb, I don't have a really good idea as to what to expect.
That's true. If you find a really good one, you hope to come back. And like I said, I have lots of returning guests. I also am one of the only Airbnbs that allow people to bring their pets.
Okay. Oh.
Now, regarding the free night offer, would love to take you up on it, but it is illegal, so we will not.
But thank you for the offer, Alice. And
you are more than welcome.
Know in my soul that if I did stay with you, there would not be hair in the drain in the clogged shower.
That was disgusting.
It's so gross.
Well, not only do they include the picture of the hair in a dry shower floor with the hair in the drain, they turned it on and you see what looks like women's feet standing in about 3 inches of water, dirty water. It's gross. It's disgusting. You stay in a hotel and you walk in and there's hair in the drain and mold on the blinds. You call down to the front desk and you say, I want my money back and I want it right now. I'm going to go find another place to stay tonight. Now, granted, you can't really do that during the World Cup. Every hotel room in the city is going to be booked, especially after tomorrow, because while we have an idea of what teams might be coming, tomorrow is when FIFA releases the schedule. And that's when the phones I would be shocked if every hotel in this city have extra staff standing by to answer phones to make reservations.
Yeah. I think it's too late, Scott. Like, I think it... Try to find a hotel. And here's how I know this. If you are looking to get married next summer, good luck finding a hotel. That's what I've been told.
Of course. Now, what you could do is book a hotel and, you know, on the off chance, you know, let's say we have a really strong chance of having Argentina play one, maybe even two games in Kansas City next summer. Because they're in one of the groups that is guaranteed for Kansas City. Not each team is guaranteed, but a group is guaranteed. And so we stand a chance of getting Argentina at least twice next year. The problem is you don't know what days yet. So if you're an Argentina fan and you're just booking dates willy-nilly.
Will they allow you to book willy-nilly at a hotel and then cancel all of the...
That's what I wonder. But that's a real gamble. I mean, you want to talk about trying to find a needle in a haystack. You've got a month and a half of dates and you've got to pick just the right one.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to book it for the entire month and a half and hope that Argentina ends up in Kansas City at some point. You have no guarantee.
Right.
913-586-7798. Martin, it says here you're in Branson. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Go ahead.
So I echo exactly what Alice said. So my wife and I own a couple of Airbnbs down there, and the amount of care that we take with our guests is above and beyond what any hotel would ever do.
Yeah.
We text our folks. We make sure that, hey, is the house okay? Everything okay? You know, tell us if you have any issues, et cetera. And we've gone so far as to take, you know, cinnamon rolls over in the morning if we know it's a special occasion. Mm-hmm. So for these companies to come in and buy these houses, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
They're jacking up the prices. And they're doing it on purpose. So what they're doing is they're using data and software called AirDNA, and it essentially goes off an average of the surrounding area And it, you know, just essentially it puts a monopoly on all of the pricing in the surrounding area. Because every owner that's a corporation goes off of that. But like Alice had said, you know, we too can have our own pricing that's set, et cetera.
Which, if you lower it below what they're pricing it at, that would give you an advantage, would it not?
Well, it would. And the other key to this as well is that if you're listed like Alice is, and we are as well, as a super host with excellent ratings, et cetera, that's a huge piece. And I think that folks really need to take their time and do their diligence by doing that, making sure that they work with a super host or someone that has pristine ratings.
Yep.
Do you live in Branson or do you just have Airbnbs in Branson?
I used to. Now live up in Raymore.
Okay.
Now, when you have someone stay in one of your properties down in Branson, do you go down and clean the house after they leave, or do you have somebody else do it?
I have someone that does it, and then she's absolutely amazing. And the key to that is that she takes pictures of everything pre and post. So she goes in, she takes pictures. Okay, here's what happened. We found, you know, marinara sauce on a lampshade. She takes pictures of
it. Wow.
She over-documents, which is amazing. But we pay her really well, and that's the key.
Huh.
Martin, somebody said in the Kansas City Star article that if any host has below a 4.8 star rating to run, what is it about the 4.8 threshold?
Well, so it takes a lot to get the super host. I mean, you have to be 5-star all of the time. And it takes about 2 years to really get to that level. And it took us 2 years to get to that level.
Hmm.
It could be anything they could ding you on, whether it's cleanliness or checking in or, you know, hey, my host was a jerk to me and wouldn't let me check out later, et cetera. It could be anything. But the other piece I want to mention, too, is that Airbnb this year, as of January 1, is now telling the host they have to increase their pricing by 15%. And that's because they're charging us an additional 15% to advertise on their site.
So
the way around that too is to have your own website. So that way you could say, hey, look, if you don't want to book through Airbnb, and that's what we do with our return guests, I'm sure Alice does too, is we direct them to our website and we give them a better discount next year when they come back.
It's a great idea, Martin. And I'll tell you this, for the one that I go to every single time I go see mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
I work with the property manager directly now.
We don't even book it through
the website anymore.
Gotcha. Does the owner of that home live in Biloxi or just has a property management company?
No, nope. They live there and I think they have two or three.
Huh.
I think they travel a lot, but they do live there.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue. Pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
There are still cities where you can buy your first home before going gray. A new roundup of affordable U.S. cities offers welcome insight into where younger people can find their starter homes. The data is timely. It is market share of first-time American homebuyers. It reached a record low this past year, making up just 21% of transactions between July of last year and June of this. The most affordable city in America to buy your first starter home.
Most affordable city in America.
I'm assuming among the top 200 most populous.
I believe it's the top 100.
Okay, because otherwise it would be some town nobody's heard of in western Montana.
Top 100 metropolitan areas.
What about like Oklahoma City?
That is number one.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope.
You've got to be kidding me. I picked number one. I never do that.
Usually you name a state.
I was going to... I was going
we
to...
We got close with Oklahoma City.
I was going
City.
To suggest Des Moines.
Number three.
Look at me go.
If you get number two and tell me that you didn't
read this story in advance. I swear to you, I have not looked.
Okay.
Little Rock.
Number two.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not.
I'm getting a Powerball. I swear to you, I did not look at the study. I'm just looking at the map and I'm thinking Midwest-ish.
Oh, wow.
You know, Texas is going to be expensive. Is Biloxi on there?
I don't have the whole 100. Okay. I just have the tops and the worst.
Well, I don't know that I could do any better, but Lincoln, let's go with Lincoln.
Like I said, I don't have the whole list in front of me. I've just got, here are some of the others that did really well. In
Would Biloxi qualify as one of the top 100 metropolitan
probably
areas?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama does really well in the South.
Okay.
In the Northeast, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania does really well.
Okay.
Would you care to guess the least affordable city for a starter home in the United States?
Honolulu.
No. Your streak has just ended.
Oh, then I got nothing. California, I assume somewhere.
Yes.
San Francisco.
Los Angeles.
Okay.
Is dead last as the most expensive metropolitan area to buy a home.
Honolulu's got to be a close second. I'm sorry.
And keep in mind, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the average first-time home buyer age in 2020 was 30. In 2025, it's 40.
Mm.
Wow.
In 5 years, we went up a decade.
Well, but you just got your first house. You're 28. Sarah just got her first house. She's 24.
I just get to live there.
Well, love her more. Mm-hmm. Sienna Saints men's lacrosse coach Liam Gleason died after suffering a traumatic brain injury.
Liam Neeson?
He was taken from us?
What? Out! What did you just say?
I have many skills.
Okay.
I don't know who you are.
Okay. What is this? What is this poor soul's name? I'm sorry. I thought you said Liam Neeson.
I will kill you.
Okay.
That's a pretty good Liam Neeson.
That's a pretty good Liam Neeson. I'm not going to lie.
His name is Liam Gleason.
Liam Gleason. If you say that fast, I'm sorry. It sounds like Liam Neeson. What happened to him?
As Sam said, he was taken from us.
Seriously.
He was only 41, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Coached at Siena for the last seven seasons, was named the Conference Coach of the Year this past season. Doesn't say what he died from. He's only 41.
My God. No, I read this somewhere.
Traumatic
brain injury.
Yeah, there it is.
And you know what? You know why I looked this up? Because number one, it sounded like Liam Neeson.
Because you're morbid?
No. And number two, I thought, how do you pass at age 41? I mean, you know, when you see a young person, you're like, all right, what happened? Scott, I swear to you, he slipped and fell in his home.
That is correct.
We might have to bring that back on Monday. Isn't that exactly how one of your guitar people just passed?
One
of your, what's the guitar person's name?
Way to diminish the deceased.
I'm sorry.
One of those guitar people.
I don't remember. This month, you
Ozzy
lost.
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
He wasn't a guitarist.
It was someone in rock music who passed, and it was.
Fell in his studio
and hit his head.
Died months later.
Oh, Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley, that's right.
I do believe the slip and the fall in the home is a leading cause of death for.
That guitar guy.
I'm only sorry.
One of those famous musicians in the last 40 years. That guy.
And then we had Bob.
The Full House guy.
Yeah. Man, we're really good at disparaging the dead this
Bob
segment.
Saget.
Thank you.
Bob Saget and that guitar guy.
How come the guy who fried more brain cells than the two of you combined is the one who can remember all these names?
I don't know.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way. In just a handful of minutes, all the lines are open. If you want to air a grievance, get in right now. 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.